بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atan, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker to answer my questions for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, again, we want to continue our discussion regarding Ra'asul Hussein, the holy head of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. We know that when the holy Imam and his companions were beheaded, you know, they put the heads on the spears all the way from Karbala to the Shamat or the Levant up until the palace of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. This was, first of all, explain for us what was this action at all? I mean, putting the head on the spears. And there are some narrations talking about some miracles, for example, that the head of the Imam on the spears recited the Holy Quran. Naturally and physically, it is not possible. Such a thing is not possible. Was it a miracle or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, that was a custom at that time to put the head on the spears to, show it was a sign of victory over an enemy. And they did that with the holy body of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and some of his companions. So we cannot claim that it was unprecedented, but the point is that we are talking about the grandson of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. There are a number of narrations, both and historical reports, both in Shia and Sunni sources, referring to some miracles which happened after the tragedy of Karbala. So for today's session, we are just talking about the miracle related to the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the fact that this head, which is separated from the body on a spear, it has recited some verses of the Quran. We can claim that it can be proved from both Shia and Sunni sources. For example, Sheikh al-Mufid, rahmatullah alayhi, in his great book, Al-Irshad, he says that, عن زيد بن أرقم أنه قال, he narrates from زيد بن أرقم about the fact that a person says that I was in a place where I saw the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the spear, and then suddenly I heard that head reciting the verse from chapter Al-Kahf, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. Then that person sees the head and he comes to know that this is the head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He says, رَأْسُكَ وَاللَّهِ يَبْنَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَعْجَبْ وَأَعْجَبْ. So the verse is talking about the people of the cave, Kahf, and that they were surprised by witnessing divine signs. And the person witnessing Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam reciting the Quran on the spear, he says, رَأْسُكَ وَاللَّهِ أَعْجَبْ وَأَعْجَبْ. More surprising that those signs mentioned in this verse is to see your head on the spear. This is in Al-Ishad by Sheikh Al-Mufid, Volume 2, page 117. Muhammad bin Sulaiman Al-Kufi, in his Manaqib al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, Volume 2, page 267, he also says that the narration is from Minhal ibn Amr. He says, رأيت رأس الحسين ابن علي على الرمح. I saw the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the spear. وهو يتلو هذه الآية. He was reciting this verse, again, the same verse chapter Kahf, verse 18. And أَمْ حَسَبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. And one of the people in that place, he says that رَأْسُكَ يَبْنَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَعْجَبْ. More surprising is to see your head, O son of the Prophet.
Yes.
Ibn Hamda al-Tusi, in his الثَّاقِبْ فِي الْمَنَاقِبْ, he has also referred to two historical reports. One of them, again, from Minhal ibn Aam. He swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَا وَاللَّهِ رَأَيْتُ رَأْسَ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ عَلَىٰ قَنَاتِ. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I saw the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the spear, and he was reciting the Quran from chapter Kahf. And again, we have Qutbuddin Rawandi, another great Shia scholar, in Al-Kharaij wal-Jara'ih, volume 2, page 577. He also narrates that person. He says that رَأَيْتُ رَأْسَ الْحُسَيْنِ حِينَ حُمِلَ وَأَنَا بِدِمَاشْقِ. I was in the city of Damascus, and I saw the holy head of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on this spear, and he was reciting the verse. The same had been mentioned by some other Shia scholars, for example, Ibn Shahr al-Shub in Manaqib al Abi Talib, volume 3, page 218. And Ali ibn Yunus Amali in As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, volume 2, page 179. Sayyid Hashim Bahrani in Madinat al-Ma'ajiz, chapter 4, verse volume 4, page 123. And in his Biharun Anwar Allama Majlisi has dedicated a chapter for this event in volume 45. Page 121. So these are some of the Shia scholars. Among the Sunni scholars, we have some references. For example, Ibn Asakir in his famous book, Tarikh Madinat Dimashq, the history of the city of Damascus, he says that he quotes from another person. It's not Minhal ibn Aam, but he says that Ra'aytu Ra's al-Husayn ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma ala al-Qanat. I saw the spear of I saw the head of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam on the spear. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. In this narration in Tariq Madinat al-Damish, we have a different verse. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Which means that it might be two events. One of them, recitation of that verse in chapter Al-Kahf, witnessed by Minhal ibn Amr, and another event in which another verse, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And of course, this is in Tariq Madinat al-Damish, volume 22, page 117.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio at irib.ir.
Praise to Allah, all glory is to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
In the same book, Ibn Asakir, in another place, he refers to the story and the narration of Minhal ibn Amr. He says, أَنَا وَاللَّهُ رَأَيْتُ رَأْسَ الْحُسَيْنِ ابْنَ عَلِيَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ حِينَ حُمِلْ وَأَنَا بِدَمَاشْقِ. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when the head of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was taken to Damascus, I saw him reciting the verse, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. This is in Tariq Madinat al-Dimashq.
So the verse was also indicated by the historians.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the Shia and Sunni sources, we have a number of, as I mentioned, Shia scholars and Sunni scholars referring to the fact that Imam Hussein alayhi salam's head has recited the Quran. According to some narrations, he recited the verse from chapter Kahf. According to another report, he recited the verse, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. So it seems that it is a matter of certainty that the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam has recited some verses of the Noble Book of Quran on the spear.
That's right. The head of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas was also on the spear, along with Imam al-Hussein to Shamat.
Yes, it was, but I mean, the details are not mentioned. The main details which are mentioned by the narrations are about the head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. For example, we know that how it was taken from Karbala to Kufa, and what happened on the way. For example, according to some reports, it was taken by Khuli for one night, and so on and so forth, because the main
in the house of Khuli.
So all the reports that we have are related to the holy head of Imam al-Hussein.
But for sure we know that Rasul Hussein was shown to Yazid, isn't it?
Sure.
So is it true that there was some disrespect to the, for example, the Rasul Hussein in the palace of Yazid on that
according
time?
To historical reports, both in Shia and Sunni sources, especially in Shia sources, the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was disrespected by different people, including Yazid.
If this really happened and there were so eyewitness to that, so why enmity with Ahlul Bayt and Imam al-Hussein and the captives of the Ahlul Bayt on that time?
There are different answers that can be given to this question. So the question might be that, so the head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is reciting a verse. And of course, this is supernatural. I mean, it's a miracle. Imagine, holy head on a spear, it is reciting the Quran. It's giving a message to the people that he is with the truth, because he is reciting the Noble Book of Quran in a very supernatural way. So why people did not come to know the reality? There are different answers. First of all, it might have been witnessed by few people, not all the people. That is a possibility, because mainly in the narrations we have Minhal ibn Amr and another person. So one possibility is that when it happened, it was not, possible for all the people to witness that. And the second answer to this point, to this question, is that maybe this event was not a physical event. I mean that sometimes some issues, some events happen in another realm, and only few people are able to witness that in a malakuti, in a mithali realm. Of course, this is just a possibility. But the main answer to this question is that, before referring to the main answer, the third point is that some people, when they came to know that this is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they regretted their actions. We have in the history of the tragedy of Karbala that, especially people of Sham, Damascus, they thought that these people are, disbelievers, they are Khawarij, because they are enemies to Yazid. But at least few of them, when they came to know that this is Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, this is Imam al-Sajjad, this is Lady Zainab salamullahi alayha, they came to know about the reality, and they changed their viewpoint. But the main answer to this question is that this is not something new. I mean, in the history of humankind, people have witnessed so many miracles performed by the prophets and the Imams of the Ahl Bayt, but they were not ready to believe in the prophets and the Imams.
Yes.
If you go back, imagine at the time of Prophet Salih alayhi salam and that she-camel.
Yes.
So it is absolutely supernatural to see a she-camel coming from nowhere. So it's a big miracle. But the majority of the people do not believe in him. At the time of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is set into the fire, but the whole fire turns into a garden.
Yes.
Okay?
A flower garden, that's right.
Still, the majority of the people witnessing that, they are not ready to believe in him. And it comes to the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. We know that different miracles were performed by Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam performed that miracle, and the magician themselves, they come to believe in Musa alayhi salam. But the people belonging to Fir'aun, they are not ready to believe in him.
That's right.
The same is true about Prophet Isa alayhi salam. He, also, according to the Quran, he revived the dead people.
Yes.
He healed...
Talking in cradle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the same is true about our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, showing different miracles The Quran is only one of them.
Imam Ali alayhi salam being born in Kaaba?
Exactly.
Okay, as a sign.
And,
a sign, that's right.
So it's not the case that people just witnessing a miracle, they are ready to believe in truth. Unfortunately, Satan is there to deceive the people.
Okay.
I mean, our carnal desires are there. So my point is that it's not something new. In the history of humankind, up until today, when we have the living miracle among the people, the Holy Noble Book of Quran, we see people, instead of believing in Quran, they try to burn the Quran.
Yes.
So that is rooted in satanic and the vain desires of the people.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن